you don't want to learn from your own behavior.
My name is Martha Nell Thomas, and I am talking with Beatty Williams here in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is March 8, 1985. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape? Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
VADIEWILLIAMS.
What is your spouse's name, if married? Your husband's name?
Lively Williams.
Could you spell that?
LIVELYWILLIAMS.
Okay. What is your occupation?
Now?
Yes.
Well, practically nothing. I do some needlework.
Do you get paid to do the needlework?
Yes.
What's your spouse's occupation?
He was a farmer most of his life. He spent 4 years as a sheriff of Allen County.
How long have you lived at this address?
This? 37 years.
Where did you live before?
Oh, different places in Scottsville. I lived in Warren County 4 years. Lived on the farms around just different places.
This is out Highway 100?
That's right.
Is there a farm with this house or just?
Yes, small farm.
Does anybody farm it?
Well, we rent part of it. We sell the tobacco basin. The hay, that's about all.
When did you, do you remember the dates of where you lived before? Like, when, you know, what? How many years did you live each place or whatever?
Well, I lived in Scottsville from 1931 to 43, I believe it was. I moved away and then out on 31E, and I lived there 6 years and then moved out here. But before we moved, when we were married, we lived out in the country in Allen County, and we went to Warren County and stayed from 20 to 24 in Warren County. Back on farm most of the time.
Where were your parents from?
Big farm.
Where were your parents from?
In Allen County.
Was there a name of the area, you know, the settlement or whatever they live? Right.
I say Settle, Kentucky.
Settle? How do you spell that?
S-E-T-T-L-E. You were just a little post office.
Yeah. What were their names?
J.W. and Judson. She was Weaver, married a Connor. I was a Connor for a while.
Could you spell their names?
Your
mother's name and then your father's name.
Mother's name was AmandaWeaverConner.
Amanda. Okay, Amanda.
Weaver Connor. And my daddy, his name is going to give his initial to J.W. Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R.
Judson, is that, you said his name is Judson, J-U-D-S-O-N?
Big time.
Judson, you spell it J-U-D-S-O-N?
J-U, yeah.
When you lived out in the county, you and your husband, what area of the county did you live in? Did you say, was it near like a settle, Kentucky?
Well, I was right near a settle, and I moved closer to Scottsville then. Not in Scottsville, but closer to it.
Okay, didn't have a name. The little area didn't.
No, I just don't.
Okay. What's your religious preference?
Big one.
Where do you go to church? What do you?
First Baptist Church in Scottsville. Scottsville Baptist Church.
They have a new building, don't they? Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome.
I haven't been in but one time. I've been in the other door. I can't make the steps.
How old are you?
92 years old.
What's your birth date?
June the 6th, 1892.
That's my daddy's birthday. Where did you go to school?
Well, I went Big Spring about 6 years. It was the second spring. I finished up there. I just had a high fourth grade education. I didn't think of college.
How many years did you go to Big Spring? Was it
Big Spring? 6 years.
And then?
That's the second spring. Six, I reckon.
So you finished high school?
I finished school, at eighth grade, you know, in school.
Oh, the eighth grade?
I didn't go to college or didn't go to move in town to high school. I just did country school.
What did your parents do? Did they farm?
Yeah.
When did you learn to quilt?
Just as soon as I could pick up a needle. A little.
You don't remember really when you started?
Oh, no. My mother quilted, and she'd let us quilt on the end, you know, as children. And if it was too bad, she'd take it out. And but just let us something like we just quilted. I didn't take no lessons. I just learned it from her and practiced.
Well, did you start out by piecing pit blocks together? Is that how you...
I had a quilt ready set together when I was in school age, 6 years old.
You had a whole quilt? What, do you remember the pattern?
No, just a little diamond thing.
A diamond? Yeah. Not a nine patch?
It's, no, it wasn't a nine patch, just little diamonds put together.
In a block, diamond blocks, or just all big pieces of diamonds?
Yeah, just put those little pieces together all over
the place. All over the place. Uh-huh. Do you still have that quilt?
No, I don't have it. Worn out.
You used it. So it was your mother that you could say taught you to quilt if anybody taught
yes.
you. You just were taught by experience, right?
Oh, yes. Most of us, back those days, we didn't have places to go like we do now, and we was at home, and whatever mother was doing, we was trying to do too.
Do you remember if she took your quilting out, did it bother you if she took out your quilting that you'd done?
No. You can never do me. She told me why she took it out. It wasn't good, but she let me go on. That's the only way I had to learn.
Do you remember, besides the diamond quilt, do you remember what quilts you made when you were learning to quilt? Any special patterns or?
No, I don't think of anything. Cucumber is one thing. It's one of the oldest quilts I remember of. I don't know, we used to do something they called the dove at the winder. Serpent saws and things like that, you know, was the names of quilts back those days.
Well, go ahead and tell me what they were and tell me about the cucumber. What, do you remember what they looked like?
Yeah, my daughter's got one now that I made quilted. I've got one that's upstairs I can show it to you. It takes about three quilts, three colors to make it. But mine is just a piece out of anything that comes along. The one my daughter has, a piece out of solid colors. I pieced it and quilted it too.
Well, does the cucumber one look like a cucumber? Or?
Well, it's an oblong piece and then there's little diamonds that comes into it and it's all made of. Right, pretty.
Do people make that pattern now?
Yeah.
Use that pattern?
This pattern has not been made too long that my daughter has made before.
It's not an applique, it's a piece.
Applique?
Not applique. I thought maybe applique cucumber.
I have a piece of quilt called Washington Pavements. I have it up here to show you. And then I've got a cotton bow, main one I've got one surface saw. No, ram's horn. I don't have the surface saw. I did have it, don't have it now. Ram's horn, I have a ram's horn.
Who else in your family quilted?
My two sisters.
Did you have any brothers that quilted?
He didn't quilt, but I had one brother. Well, he helped me piece my first quilt.
Did he?
Yeah, he was a little older than I was, and we couldn't get out. Bad days, he'd help me. On my quilt.
Did he do that with your other sisters?
No, I don't guess he did, because by the time my other sister got big enough to do things like that, he was old enough to get out into the other way.
Well, what were your sisters' names?
Susie Tabor is the only one I'm still living. Bertie Nichols was the other one.
Your brother, what was his name?
Vivian. Vivian Connor.
How do you spell that?
V-I-V-E-N.
Have there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Yeah, I worked overall factory 11 and a half years.
Really? Which overall? What's the name of that?
Here's Scott.
Washington, D.C.?
Washington.
Okay, Washington.
11 and a half years. Raising my orphan boy at the same time.
You were raising an orphan boy?
We were raising an orphan boy.
And you have one daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What were their names, the orphan boy and the daughter?
My daughter is Priscilla Williams Strasburg.
Could you spell that?
Just a Strasburg.
Or the?
P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A. S-T-R-A-U-S-B-U-R-G.
She lives here?
She lives next house.
And then you raised an orphan boy?
Yeah. He was James Dean. J-A-M-E-S-D-E-A-N.
Does he live here?
He's dead. He died in California.
Well, you said when you worked at the making overalls, you were too busy to quilt then?
Sure, I can quilt and keep house and cook for family and wash and iron.
But that was the only 11 years that you didn't quilt. You've been quilting on the rest of your life?
Yes, I quilted this cucumber quilt while I was there. I quilted it at night while I was working the factory, but I couldn't do very much quilting. I never did quilt for the public. I always just done my own quilting.
Did you ever give people presents as for quilts?
No.
How much time do you spend quilting?
When?
Well, just any time. Like, well, do you quilt every day?
Every time. Maybe sit down and quilt a few minutes and get up and do something else. I didn't have no certain minutes.
Well, when you were younger, do you remember what kind of, how did they put the quilt in and what did they use and everything like that? Do you remember?
Well, we raised our own cotton. We gathered our cotton and we picked our own cotton. Now, gathering and picking is two different things. Gathering is getting it out of the bowl and bringing it in. Picking is getting the seed out of it. And then we carded our own bats. I don't guess you ever seen a bat. I could make them now. I lost my cards. They were about 8 inches long, about 4 inches wide, that bat was. And then they were laid, we stretched our lining. And then we laid these bats on top of them, on that, you know. They just flapped just a little bit, you know. Then put our top over it and basted it down to it. And they was put in a frame, about one by two, flat, you know, across this way, and put together, and they swung me to a cord up to the ceiling, and I was swung back. And when we got through quilting for that day, well, wrap those cords around the end of that frame and place it up.
Put it up to the ceiling almost.
Yeah. That way it wasn't in the way, you know.
Did your mother have a quilt in about all the time?
No, she didn't all the time. She kept using quilts, you know. We used quilts then, you didn't have blankets. We had blankets that were homemade blankets, but we had quilts too. We didn't have close-in houses like you have now.
Well, Did how long at a time do you quilt? Do you know?
I'm not certain at the time.
Where do you get your quilt designs now? And where did you get them back then, too?
Well, get them from other people, neighbors and things that have them, you know. Hand them down, pass them around each other.
Is that the way you still get them? What are some of the patterns you enjoy making?
What are some of the patterns?
Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite patterns?
Well, I have wedding ring, and ram's horn, and marking the pavements, Texas cucumber. Now, I never pieced that cotton blossom. I didn't piece it. It's more tedious than I have. Then we had a lot to just to block quilts, you know, and they were so blocked together. Quilt in different ways.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
What is my opinion?
What do you think makes a good quilt? What about it, the tiny stitches or the design or what? What do you think makes a good quilt?
Well, you talking about material?
Well, material and the, you know, the how well you make it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about the pattern, just so it's a full quilt. I think just what we used to call print, mud, it's something else now. But back, you know, we first had calico at its back, and then they got print, you know. And calico was better material than the print was, and it come out. And that makes all the good quilts.
Do you like to use cotton, or do you like the blend? Well, you don't quilt anymore, but did you care? When you quilted, did you like to use cotton, or did you ever make a polyester quilt?
No, we didn't have polyester back when I was quilting. But the homegrown cotton was better than what you buy. It had the nap out of it, you know. Smooth and nice, it was better than what we finally got cotton all in the rows, you know, and done that. We quit raising our cotton.
How long ago has it been since you quit really quilting?
Well, but
you don't quilt anymore, right?
I haven't quilted any since we've been living here, and that's 37 years.
So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have it. When you made quilts, why did you make quilts?
To sleep on.
But you made them solely for the
bedding, and we'd make nice ones to go on top of the cover, on top of the quilt bed for cover, you know.
Had you read a piece of quilt or quilt of quilt?
Well, yeah, I really enjoy a piece of quilt. I would like a piece of quilt.
Did you make many tops and just put them back and think you'd piece
yes,
them?
I sold seven last year.
You sold them? Did you ever participate in quilting bees?
Yes, we used to have quilting. Go to neighbors, you know, and give quilting and all that stuff. I enjoy getting together and having a good time and quilting.
How young were you when you started going to those? Did you go with your mama? Did you go with your mama when you were small?
No, I don't remember going with her, but I went after I got the mature woman, I remember going to the whole lot of quilts.
Did you have several quilts made when you got married?
Well, not
to take with you?
Several. Definitely.
Did you make a special quilt for your to get married?
No.
How old were you when you married?
I like from January to June, being 17 years old.
Is there a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
No, I don't think so.
Did you go to the quilting bees up till how long? Do you remember when they quit? You quit going to quilting bees?
I haven't been going back in the 20s.
Have you ever quilted with other people other than like at a quilting bee?
Yes.
Who did you quilt with?
I quilted with my mother-in-law and my husband's cousins that lived on the place. We used to quilt together after I married him. We lived at his father's. They were older than we had to carry him. We quilted together.
Did you teach your daughter to quilt?
Oh, yes. She's a good quilt. She quilts on hooks.
So she quilts now.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like to quilt with a group?
With who?
With a group.
Oh, it's fun. Everybody. Fun. Some great entertainers, you know.
Did you go have dinner with the person you were having the quilting?
Yes.
Did you ever take anybody's quilting out after they left?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a quilting party or bee or whatever?
I don't think I ever did. I don't know.
Did you ever go to a quilting like for a, you know, to make a quilt in case there was a fire or, you know, somebody had a fire or something?
I don't remember ever doing anything like that.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
What?
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt besides your daughter?
No, I've never done that.
Did you teach her by her just quilting with you?
Yes, I didn't give her no lessons. She just started helping me.
Do you have any quilt books?
No.
Do you read any quilt magazines?
No. Nothing special.
Do men quilt?
We have one man in this county that's gonna do a lot of quilting. Just some quilts called over.
Do men quilt differently than women?
No, I reckon not.
Did any of your family men the men quilt?
No.
What do you do when you're finished quilts? What did you do when you finished them?
When I finished quilting.
You slept under them, didn't you? You know, when you finished quilting a quilt, what did you do with it? You've already told me, you either put it on, I'm just asking the questions on here, you either put it on the bed or you put it on top of the bed, didn't you?
Yeah, usually.
Mm-hmm. Do you quilt for other people?
No.
Do you sell your quilts?
No, I just make my quilts to use.
You said you sold 7 quilt tops last year? Did you sell them all to the same person?
Yeah.
Who'd you sell them to?
Ruby Woods of Gainesville.
Gainesville?
Uh-huh.
Is that here in Allen County?
Huh?
Is that in Allen County?
Yeah.
How do you spell Gainesville?
Gainesville?
Yeah.
G-A-I-N-S-V-I-W-L-E.
Okay, I didn't know how you spelled it.
Used to be a post office there, a church and a school.
Was she going to quilt them and keep them, or was she going to sell them? What was she going to do with them?
She quilts professionally with machine quilting. She's going to work them up for that.
And then sell them?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Just use them for some kind of rubbish so they're gone.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a quilt show? In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
I wouldn't think so.
Do you remember when that we went through a period where people didn't quilt? Have you noticed, you know, that there's been sort of a revival?
I noticed that lately they're taking more interest in quilting than did a few years ago, it seems.
What is the value of quilting? To you, it's just something to do to keep warm. That's the reason you quilted, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's, you've never thought about it, I guess, as an art form, have you? About, you know, it being a real talent. Had you ever thought about it being a real talent? It is. I haven't ever learned to quilt yet. I'm not supposed to be talking as much as I'm talking. That's why I keep acting like I'm supposed to be quiet. What are your favorite colors to use in quilt?
Well, I just like to combine them, see whatever this looks the best together. My favorite color is blue, or anything.
Do you use a standard frame? Since you don't quilt anymore, did you use just a regular frame? Or?
Well, I used to like the old one I told you about, and then my last quilting was done on a frame where you roll it up, you know, sits on horses. Last quilting I've done was like that.
How had the materials used in quilting changed? Like the fabric and the batting and everything.
What kind of material?
The thread. Well, it's talking about the thread. How's the thread and the quilts and the thread and the batting and the, you've already told me about somehow the batting's changed, but how's the fabric changed? That they, you know, what you used to use and then now what you use?
Well, I don't know. You don't get material like you used to. And everything now has got polyester in it.
You like cotton better?
I don't like polyester. My thread is terrible. I don't like polyester thread though.
Did you spin your own thread when you all used to raise your own
no.
cotton?
No.
Your mother didn't do that?
We had thread that was left when she weaved blankets. The warp was about it, you know, and there would be a piece left that they couldn't weave up, you know. And we'd use that. We'd piece our quilts with it, and that was called thrums.
Do you know how to spell that?
T-H-R-U-M-B-S. We'd use that in piecing up quilts. We never quilted with it.
What, so your mother did weave her own blankets?
Yeah.
And so she'd buy the warp?
The warp.
Warp threads, and did she grow her own? Did she use wool for the blankets?
Yeah, I spin a lot.
You used wool, though. You didn't spin cotton, right?
Yes, I have spun cotton. It's harder to spin, though, than wool is. On the fibers, not at all.
So you'd make your own. Do you still have any of your blankets? Your mother's blankets?
Yeah.
That she wove?
We'd carpets too, you know. We'd get the carpet warp and we'd tear up our old clothing, you know, and the strings. We used to do that and make beautiful carpets and good carpets.
Did you applique quilt?
I haven't done much applique.
Now, what is it you do that you were talking about? Drawing? What is drawing?
Pull the threads out and work it in, I'll show you.
Is it like Huck talent, Huck weaving, or?
I'll show you some of it.
Do you do like towels, or what do you do?
Towel.
Yeah, what is this draw? I don't
know. I make tablecloths, I make pillow strips, I make sheets, I make.
What kind of fabric do you use? What kind of material do you use?
Different kinds now. It's linen, something pertaining to linen, most of it, you know.
Because you got to have that weave.
And there. Of course, the sheeting, sheets are just made out of sheeting.
And you pull the thread out?
Yeah.
And then you put a different color thread in?
You put a different color in and put white in. I've got some I'm working on right here. I'll show you a little bit of it. This is a napkin. And see, I've got the thread drawn out. See here?
Yeah.
There, I'm putting, working it in. I'm working it now when I get that done. That's what's called hem stitching. That is. And do that, then I put more work in it. I've got some more to show you about. And I've just finished the tablecloth and 12 napkins, that's that.
Oh, somebody's going to have a nice dinner set.
There's two I made them.
Oh, I bet.
And I've got another friend I've made two for. And I've made 47 tablecloths.
Do you sign your quilts? When you make them, do you put your name on them?
No.
You said you didn't ever embroider quilts or use cross stitch or crewel or anything?
No, I don't do any cross stitch.
Did you ever make up your own designs? You know, your patterns?
No. I'm a horse today.
Did you ever make any circles or anything like that, or did you usually just follow the pattern of your quilting?
No, we had what are called quilting the fans, you know, that went around in circles like that, you know. Sometimes we could quilt bias and sometimes be straight.
Well, how did you, you know, now they have the pencils and stuff that'll come off to mark your lines where you're going to quilt. What did you use?
Chalk.
You use chalk? Did you use a thimble?
Thimble.
Quilted?
Oh, yeah.
You always use a thimble. Have the needles changed? Are the needles better than they used to be, or are they about the same?
About the same.
What did you say was your favorite quilt pattern?
I don't know what I have a favorite.
Have you ever heard anything about the use of any particular color or colors in a quilt as being significant?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard anything about red in a quilt? Red. Color red.
Nothing special.
Well, do you remember, did you all do the traditional things like put a cat in a quilt when you got it finished and shake it around? What was that? Tell me about that. I can't remember exactly.
Shake it and the cat went out, the one that went out the toast, but I'd be the next one to get married.
Did that work? did you do anything about sleeping underneath, you know, I mean about sleeping underneath one? The first person
I heard, we used to put on bed and then say your dreams would come true. What you dreamed the first night or something like that, you quit.
Well, that was.
I didn't feel like that at any time.
Yeah. Did you, you not heard any more tales about quilts? Did you all ever make any for your brothers? Did you make any for your brother when he got married?
Well, my mother just made quilts and had them to give us when we did marry, of course he got his quilts just like we did.
Just go ahead and just tell me more about quilting that you remember. That's all the questions I had to ask, but go ahead and just talk to me about different things you used to do when you quilted. If you want to. Did you ever get any of the fabric or the material from the blue jean, from the overall factory? Was it blue jean material?
Yeah, they had material that wasn't very good for quilts. We didn't get the scraps. They was bad. Use them again. They always bundle them up and send them back to the factory.
Well, see, in Hamarker in Glasgow, they used to make, you know, clothes and stuff. Well, do you remember, did you all ever make quilts out of sacks, feed sacks?
Yes. Clothes, too.
You used the clothes? Did you ever make a crazy quilt, or your mother?
A lot of mine was crazy quilts.
Really? Were they crazy, or did you briar stitch them and, you know?
No, I just put a piece here and another piece of another color, you know, called
yeah.
Crazy quilt. Piece them on paper, you know, put make a pattern and put them on that and then turned over, you know, and put cut the piece off.
Oh.
To fit that.
Well, so then did you briar stitch around those?
Yeah.
You just quilted them. They were crazy. And did you ever use any fancy fabric to quilt with, like velvets or satins?
Oh, yes. Or a fancy quilt. I didn't, but
your mother did?
I did.
Have you ever heard of like a graveyard quilt?
No.
I've seen one. It was amazing. This person made a quilt with a cemetery in the middle and coffins on the outside. And I guess before she died, she put people's name on the coffin when they died and move it to the cemetery. It was wild. Have you ever heard of any quilts like that? You know, just